They would even bring children into a corrupt world as evil as ours is today. Amen. Is there anybody in here today who would deny that we live in a corrupt world? I don't think that there will be one person in here, but praise God. But can I tell you something? It is possible to bring up children, amen, in this world that seems to be so ungodly. Amen. The reason why I can stand here today and say that, praise God, is because of the man that I read about. I'm talking about the man by the name of Enoch. I read you today every word in the Bible,
yes, sir,
that was written about Enoch.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Wasn't a lot of stuff written about Enoch in the Bible. Wasn't as much stuff written about Enoch as was written about Moses.
Yes,
wasn't as much stuff written about Enoch,
yeah,
as was written about the Apostle Paul or any one of those other apostles or any one of those other great, what we call great biblical characters. But
yeah,
you want to know something?
Right.
Praise God. What was written about Enoch, it was enough.
Yes,
amen. Because Enoch was one of those godly fathers,
yes,
praise God, who was able to be a godly father in a world that was ungodly,
yes,
at the time of his growing up.
Right.
Amen. Amen. You see, if we were to go to Genesis chapter 6, the Bible describes the society that existed just before and after Enoch was born. Praise God. Let me just read it for you. Praise God. Mark, he must not be working today. Praise God. Look what it says in Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. It says, "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." You see, things had gotten so bad, praise God, that God was even sorry,
yeah,
that he had even created man. Praise God. And speaking from the New Testament, Matthew wrote some things down that described this condition of the world, praise God, during the time of Enoch.
Yeah.
Matthew chapter 24, verse 37 to 39. Look how Jesus described the day of Noah. You all know who Noah was, right? Amen. Noah was the great grandson of Enoch. Amen. And look what the Bible says. It says, "But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, they were marrying, and they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ship and knew not until the flood came and took them away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man." What am I trying to tell you? Praise God. They were living in a world,
yeah,
back in those days,
yeah,
where it was happy-go-lucky.
Yeah.
It was a society, praise God, where everyone, I'm talking about, did what he or she desired,
yeah,
with no thought of the coming judgment.
Yeah.
It was a pleasure-seeking, a self-gratifying generation where the laws of God were forgotten, praise God,
yeah,
and all the things of God, praise God, had gone null and void to those who happened to walk upon the earth. Sounds sort of familiar today, doesn't it?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Amen. I was looking at the, I haven't bought a newspaper in so long, but I just had the opportunity to look at a Wall Street Journal just yesterday. The headlines of the Wall Street Journal talks about how divided, praise God, our country is, how separated our country is, praise God. So it sounds like the days that Noah, that preceded Noah, the days, praise God, that preceded Enoch, praise God, are the same days, praise God, that we see today in our world today. But the Bible says,
uh-huh, come on, Pastor,
in the midst of all of that stuff,
yeah,
Okay, y'all got to understand this. In the midst of all of that perversion, in the midst of all of that crookedness, in the midst of all of that unpolitical, sophisticated, that unpopular stuff, praise God, in the midst of the fighting of the Democrats and the Republicans, the independents and the anybody else's, praise God, in the midst of all of that, the Bible says that Enoch walked with God. So the question that should be resonating from your head this morning is, what does it mean to walk with God? I don't know who asked the question, but I'm glad. I can hear pretty good. I tell you, I used to hear a gnat walking on cotton. So whoever it was, whoever it was that asked that question, I'm glad that you asked that question. What does it mean to walk with God? Praise God. I believe I have about six things here I'm going to share with you. I'm going to be pretty fast this morning that would describe what it means to walk with God. Gives us hope, praise God, that we can make it even in an ungodly, perverse world.
Yes, sir.
Amen. If you don't get anything else out what I say today, praise God, all you need to do is know that God will take care of you. Amen. If you don't get nothing else out of what I say today, you'll be able to look to your neighbor and say, neighbor, oh neighbor, God will take care of you. Amen. You see, the first thing that it means to walk with God means to go in God's direction. That's all it means when you say, look what Genesis chapter 5, verse 22 says. It says, and Enoch walked with God after he begat, praise God, Methuselah, 300 years and begot sons and daughters. You see, walking with God means to go in God's direction, not your own direction, not some direction of somebody else, but praise God, to go in God's direction. And God has given us a direction that we should go, praise God, and we need to take that. We need to take his direction. Amen. Praise God. The world today is just like the world, like I say, that existed back in the days of Enoch, prior to Enoch, prior to his great-grandson Noah. Praise God. People were doing all kinds of things. If you don't believe they were not doing all kind of things, look what the prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 6. He says, all we like sheep have gone astray. Anybody know what the word astray means? Amen. They're gone astray. In other words, we have turned everyone to his own way. And they say that the Lord has laid on him. I will explain who that him is in a little bit later. The iniquity of us all. Praise God. So we find even today we live in a world where people are going in their own way. They don't want to hear nothing about Christ. They don't want to hear nothing about God. So when we start talking about Enoch and he walked with God, praise God, that means that he was going in the direction that God wanted him to go. You see, when Enoch was born again, praise God, he was born into sin. But something happened to Enoch. Praise God, amen. Something happened to Enoch that changed his direction. If you look at the text, praise God, Enoch gave birth. He didn't give it, but praise God, he was instrumental in it. God, he had a child by the name of Methuselah. Praise God. And then and the Lord allowed him to have a few more.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. Over the course of another 300 years.
Yes.
Praise God. But guess what? When he had that child, yeah, that child caused him to change his direction. Yeah. What am I trying to say to fathers today? Yeah. Since this is Father's Day, yeah, praise God. Fathers, we ought to be the most influential thing in the life of our children.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Pastor. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. He now sees that he has some responsibilities. Amen. And suddenly he becomes, excuse me, suddenly he is someone who would look up to him and follow in his footsteps. And it appears that before the son, he was going in his own direction. Yes. But he turned around and headed in the right direction. Yes. Praise God. You look, you say, I'm trying to get through this as quick as I can. Praise God. That sounds to me. Uh-huh. You know what that sounds to me when we change direction?
Yeah.
Praise God. Somebody tell me what that sounds to me when we change direction. That sounds like repentance.
Yes, sir.
Praise
yes,
God.
Sir.
In other words, you're walking yes, in one direction. Yeah. Praise God. When you get the Lord on your side, you're going in an opposite direction.
Yeah.
In the military, it means to do an about face.
Yeah.
Praise God. Yeah. It means to do an about face.
Yeah.
So if you're walking in one direction and you give your life to Christ, you ought to do an about face. Praise God. And go in the other way.
Yeah.
Praise God. So the first thing we find that if we as to walk with God is to go in God's direction.
Good, Pastor. Good, man.
Don't go in the direction of your professor. Don't go in the direction, praise God, of someone else who might be of some influence in society.
Yeah.
It means to go in God's direction. But the second thing that it means to live by faith. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor.
Yeah.
Oh, neighbor. And you must have some faith,
yeah, you must have some faith.
In your life. Look what Hebrew, I'll read it again. Hebrew chapter 11, verse 5 and 6. It says, by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had a testimony.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. What is your testimony today?
Yes.
He had a testimony, and the testimony was that he pleased God.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Wait, we got so many people running around here trying to please every tongue, Dick and Harry in the world. He pleased God. Praise God. See, and they went on to say, but without faith.
Yes,
talked about the fact that he had faith, and his faith pleased God. Yes. Then he go ahead to finish it. But without faith, it is impossible to please him.
Yes, sir.
So if you want to please God,
yes,
turn to your neighbor. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
If you want to please him, you got to have some faith. Yeah, you see, faith that God exists, that God is good. That faith is something. Let me. That's why I tag this being a godly father in an ungodly world. Because, praise God, you see, when we have faith, amen, that we have faith that our children have the potential of becoming great, praise God, at God's hand, amen. We have the faith that God will take better care of them than we can take care of them.
Yeah.
Wow. I thought I might throw that in, praise God.
Yeah.
With all of the school shootings that we have had in the United States, praise God, the most freest country in the world, the most highest technological.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.